This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join me for a conversation about what we can all do, how we can focus on making our farms better in the circumstance we find ourselves in today is certainly unlike anything that we've been. There's so many different challenges and so many things to consider. The weather is usually a bad guy at this time of year for any number of reasons. There are other things. But to look on the bright side for just a moment, one of the things that I love most about this time of year is getting all of the seed catalogs. Do you do that? And this is for people, because this program is for farmers, yep, small family farmers, also for foodies, if you will, locavores. Maybe people have their own garden, that sort of thing. But I've gotten three or four different catalogs over the past week. Seeds, supplies for the garden or for things that I'm planting. Mostly I don't plant. I plant a lot of hay every year, redo a lot of fields, and I also plant. I've gotten off of it for the last 4 or 5 years because I haven't needed the corn because I wasn't feeding dairy cows, so I didn't need silage per se. But I'm going to go back to planting some. I usually chop sweet corn and feed that to the cows from August on into the bad, through Thanksgiving, which is a good supplement because the baleage is, we need to have enough protein and all the right ingredients to keep them growing and be happy and healthy, given the fact that the grass really in the pasture stops growing end of September, 1st of October. We don't have the same kind of volume. So that's when I start supplementing with baleage and, I supplement with corn, as I said earlier. Then that, usually the end of August, I start with that. But I also feed them a lot of other things from the various truck farms around, like pumpkins. They love that, squash, that sort of stuff. You can put that in the feed trough if you have it and mix it in. Sometimes brewer's grain, that sort of thing. But anyway, the point is that I'm looking at all these catalogs, and it really is a great feeling. We need to get into a different mode and mood, I think, as much as anything else. So that's one item that's happening. One of the other things that has come out this week in terms of news for foodies, the dietary guidelines and sugar along with alcohol intake. I've come across a book that was first published in 1951 about sugar and the damage that it does to our bodies. And I, for one, would be the first to admit, and certainly there are people who are close to me, that I have sort of a problem with sugar. I like cake. I like pie. I like ice cream. I like chocolate. And so I've, in my lifetime, probably consume more than I should, but I'll tell you, some of this stuff is bringing me up short. This book that was, as I said, published in 1951 about sugar and what it does, more or less the doctor who wrote the book suggests that pretty much all the maladies that we will have in our lives are created by sugar in some irregular way. Now, to address the alcohol part of it, I know that there are a lot of people who don't understand that alcohol is mostly sugar. And so that when you drink a lot of alcohol, you're introducing a lot of sugar into your system. Now, there are those doctors, like one of the other programs I do is Good Day Health, the DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And Stockwell will tell you that there's no good to come of sugar in any form, even though some say the sugar in fruits is okay, if not good for you. But as far as Stockwell is concerned, there's no good sugar at all. Whether you find it in apples, peaches, any kind of fruit in large quantities of citrus, oranges, for example, kiwi, raspberries, blueberries, you name it, most fruit has sugar in it. It just, but it's natural sugar. That's always been my retort. But it's natural, Jack. And there are many people who argue with Jack. The cane sugars, the processed sugars, there aren't really many people who will argue that that stuff is good for you. In fact, it is bad for you. But I thought it was interesting and so typical. The federal government this week issued new dietary guidelines that pretty much keep the current allowances for sugar and alcohol consumption not changed at all. They've rejected recommendations by their scientific advisory committee to make cuts in the recommended number or dosage or, you know, what... I think they've been sticking to 6% of daily calories. That's what they wanted. It's 10% now in the guidelines. And, you know, you look at the number of fat people, obese people, and the people who have health problems that come, like type 2 diabetes and heart disease and cancer and all of this stuff. And so the recommendation was, and by the way, more of these problems, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer, come from alcoholic beverages than sugar content there, than from eating even the rawest of sugar that you put into your tea or whatever, you know, the stuff that's in those little packets. The new guidelines do include, however, the recommendation that children under the age of 2 consume no added sugars at all. You know, why do we need the government? Can't you figure this stuff out on your own? Sugar's bad for you. And, you know, I'm one who's preaching it, even though I'm guilty of overusing it. But there's a lot of research now linking alcohol consumption to the highest risk of death, period. If you're even a wine drinker, if you overdo more than a glass a day, then you're contributing to your ultimate demise. And so the recommendation, whether you're older or younger, is pretty much to stay out. But if you realize that sugar is in everything, soda, breakfast cereal, honey, that's kind of sugary, but it's, you know, in terms of honey, it's more good for you than not. But, you know, milk even has some sugars in it. So under the circumstances, I guess we've got to be a little more aware, a little more thoughtful, a little more intelligent about what we do. And you see the ads are screaming everywhere for Three Musketeers, right? Snickers, M&M's, all that stuff that you see when you go into a 7-Eleven, all the, you know, what is that other candy that's really, I mean, there's 9 million of them. So maybe a word to the wise is sufficient, and it certainly is appropriate on our farm program to talk about things like that. Also appropriate to talk about is your bodily condition. We're all looking forward to a time when we don't have to worry about what we're breathing or what we're exposed to, i.e. COVID. Well, in the meantime, your nose is your body's air filter. And if you're out working in it, if you're like I've been last 3 or 4 weeks in the woodlot, lots of dust and things get created, and you need to flush that stuff out. Plus the germs, the allergens, the mucus, and yeah, the viruses. For fast all-natural relief from all these allergens, without any drugs at all, I'm recommending that you use the Navage Nose Cleaner. The nose being clean is a very important way for you to keep it. I mean, that's the entry point into your body, so you got to keep that clean. A lot of sinus congestion this time of year caused by allergies and hay fever, sinusitis, the common cold, those sorts of things. Navage is the way to operate. It's cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, by Health Canada as well, for people of all ages. So go to Navage.com for nasal care. Keep your body and your nose, everything clean. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. They have fast free shipping on orders. When you buy this, you get free shipping. Navage.com. Please go there and keep your body healthy.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Amy Rose Fole, who's the executive director of Virginia Free Farm, website virginiafreefarm.org. So I'm going down to visit because all the things on the farm are free. Isn't that what that means, Amy Rose? Free!
Well, we do give away free food, but our mission is actually, in a nutshell, to cultivate food security by empowering other people to grow their own food, teaching them all of that. And we do have some paid programs and donations that fund this initiative.
All right, so explain in a little more detail what happened. You talk about food insecurity, that's one of the, that's a buzz phrase that's around a lot now because of COVID, people being out of work, not having a lot of support. So let's dig into that a little bit and find out how many people, if you're in Virginia, how many people need help in this way?
Oh, man. So it's not just the people in Virginia. It's actually Virginia farmers, too. There's, I believe the last time I checked, there's about 518 farms in bankruptcy right now, which is a huge problem.
The country. It's a huge, more of them dairy farmers than not. But certainly this is a, when you consider how important food is, this is how topsy-turvy, upside down our country is. Frankly, that's the way I look at it. But anyway, please continue.
No, it is, and you're right, and I feel bad. The farmers don't get enough respect, and
they do not. That's right.
They do not, and they're the mission of the vocation of being a farmer is so noble, and it's so necessary. Nothing else in our economy will run if we don't have food. We don't have lots of it.
Right.
But
you know what, Amy Rose? One of the things that's going on, we've become so dependent on China for a lot of different things. They're coming to us to get as much of our food as they can to bring back over there. And that's actually affecting our own production, and it's affecting what's available to Americans. Something to keep in mind. I'm not big on the Chinese government and on our Chinese connection. And this is just another example of how we need to be more careful about what we're buying, what we're selling, how we're using our connections, that sort of thing. So anyway, please continue.
Yes. So what we're trying to do is help American people here transform their food shed by revitalizing agriculture and foraging traditions to create an understanding of what they hold in their hands is a legacy millennia in the making and is a gift from every farming mother and father who did their part to put those seeds in their hands today.
Well, one of the things that also I think is important for us to remember is that the attitude, I think people have taken for granted until this year when food was not available in the food in the grocery stores. I call them food stores. And that sort of brought people up short. But I think that's helping to get some of these messages across. We'll continue. Amy Rose Fole is here, Executive Director of Virginia Free Farm, talking with us on the American Family Farmer.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, or the farm, if you will, the American Family Farmer Show. Amy Rose Fole is here, executive director of the Virginia Free Farm. She's an Army veteran, former firefighter, paramedic, a nurse. Wow. So you got a background in food and health and that sort of thing. How did you happen to go, and at what age did you go into the Army? And what did that do for your life?
The Army was one of the best things I've ever done in my life. So I actually came to farming as an adult. This was kind of a second or third or fourth career, I guess you could say, for me. And so I joined the Army. That's why I'm here in Virginia. I'm a Southerner at heart. I got here as fast as I could. But being down here at Fort Eustis and Fort Meade's in Maryland, but being down here in this area, I never wanted to go back. And the growing is fantastic here in Virginia. I mean, I mean, 7B is perfect for so many different crops. And it's, you know, just one of the best things. But yeah, and so that's why I really kind of started the food sovereignty movement. I want to attempt to create an alternative model that supports small farmers and supports community growing, because these small farmers are going to be the future. I really believe that.
Well, the smaller plots of land and that sort of thing. How much land do you work there? You've got a farm that you're working from. So how much land do you have to work?
So we only have 26 acres here, but only about 6 acres of it are under cultivation. And we've got some livestock we're putting into another few acres we just recently acquired. And, we are bound by the constraints of this land and time and whatnot. So what we are doing is actually creating satellite farms in the community. We've got a new one coming up in Newport News this year and several that are going to be around the Richmond area so that we can reach more people. And we also provide free plants and seeds, and seed saving education to Virginians. To get those.
How do you come by the free seeds? How do you, got to get them from someplace?
We get them from land. We have a seed garden. We've got special, we've got a flagging system for our volunteers. You know, that orange construction, flagging. So when we have a plant that's maturing better and faster than anything else, we, flag it with neon orange construction flagging so that plant doesn't get picked from. And so that's going to be reserved for our seed saving. We actually produce most of our own seeds from year to year. And some of the stuff my mother and my grandmother have passed down, my mother still mails me seeds from her garden. The seed saving is kind of a family tradition. And even though my grandmother passed away many years ago, she still lives on in our garden today and feeds more people than she could ever imagine.
You know, one of the things that I think people forget, maybe it's because we have fewer people on the farm. I do that. I was just talking when we got started about getting the seed catalog, a lot of the supplies that we can get at this time of year. It kind of puts us in a good place, looking forward to being able to plant and getting things maybe down where you are. You'll probably have some seedlings started in the next month or so in greenhouses to put out, you know, things in Virginia. By the end of March, you can put stuff out and be pretty safe or feel safe that a lot of the early stuff will grow and not be hurt by the weather, right?
Yep. We actually, today, I was planting more cabbage. We've got hundreds of seeds started in our greenhouse. A lot of them will stay here. But then we've got those satellite farms and countless community gardens and individual families that we provide plants to to get them growing. So that's one. That's how we try to get a wider reach in the community, is getting people growing and interested in agriculture, because children that, well, first of all, there's a problem with the median age of farmers and not having anybody to come up after them and take over the farm. Getting children hands in the dirt and getting them exposed to gardening and nature early on in life, I think is really vital for them to connect with food, where it comes from, all of that sort of thing in the future.
One of the other things, the nurturing benefit of having more women involved in agriculture, I see looking at the people that are working on your farm that you're a big believer in that. So we'll talk about that as we continue here. Some more time with Amy Rose Fohl as we move into the second half hour in a few moments of this week's
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The violence on Capitol Hill could have COVID implications. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells McClatchy the protests could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. He says many people weren't wearing masks, they weren't socially distanced, and they then got on trains, buses, or airplanes to go home. The variant strain first detected in the UK last month, now in 8 U.S. states, more than 60 cases total in the U.S. Columbia University Dr. Derek Cass on CBS News.
Viruses replicate with the speed by which they infect new people, and so the best way to stop new variants is to stop the spread of this virus. That's one of the reasons we're seeing these mutations, is because it's spreading so overwhelmingly in our communities.
As for England, where that mutant strain came from, hospitals there seeing another COVID surge. London's mayor yesterday says health services are at risk of being overwhelmed. Hospitals could run out of beds in 2 weeks. The UK yesterday reporting over 1,300 deaths, the most in a single day. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration vows to ramp up vaccine rollout. Tim Berg has more.
President-elect Joe Biden will seek to release nearly all available coronavirus vaccine doses to accelerate distribution. That's according to his transition team. That's a shift from the Trump administration's policy of holding back stock for second doses. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the news out of the Biden camp.
We have administered about 28% of the doses that have been sent out. So just by sending out more doses right now, that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to fix the bottleneck that's occurring all across the nation in getting the vaccine in the arms of Americans.
Dr. Sapphire speaking there on Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
House Democrats plotting to impeach President Trump again. Articles of impeachment to be introduced Monday accuse Trump of inciting insurrection. Meanwhile, Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski calling on Trump to resign. She tells an Anchorage newspaper Trump has caused enough damage. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Moving back into our focus here of this particular role in agriculture, and the role is for somebody who has knowledge to share the knowledge, who has tools to share the tools, who has, in this case, we were just talking about seeds, share the seeds. A lot of people don't know, you know, you can take a lot of things that you eat every single day, seedlings, although I've never really understood where carrot seeds come from, honestly. I don't know.
And beet seeds. Those, and they're such a pain in the butt, the carrots.
Well, but
I'm not a fan of cleaning those seeds.
But how would the seeds come out of the plant or the fruit itself, but out of the tassel, right? Isn't that where the seeds are?
Yes. Yes. So a carrot seed, the flower structure at the top is called an inflorescence. Which is just a fancy name for the flowers on the top of the carrot. After you let them go too long, so carrots, I believe, are biennial? Or the parsley biennial, same family. But, so if you just let those go, the seed garden looks nothing like a regular garden. It's wild and untamed. And so I just let those things grow up to their big woody stalks and fall over, and then we let them dry on the stalk and then clip them. They are not a fun seed to clean because there's just so much matter in there to separate. In this fall, every free surface in the barn in my house become a seed-saving kind of operation here.
Well, that's what makes it real. That's what makes you real. People are laughing because here I am supposed to be this expert in farming doing this program. I am not an expert when it comes to vegetables. I've had great vegetable gardens, but I'm a cow guy. I'm a dairy guy. And so, you know, there is a separation of church and state here when it comes to stuff like that. And so I didn't know the answer to that question. I could figure it out to be sure because I know how things grow. But, you know, you have melons, you can save the seeds from those. You have tomatoes, you can save the seed from those. You can save corn, you know, how many years have I planted sweet corn? I've taken a couple of ears of corn, just cut them off, dry them out, throw them in the ground in the spring, bing, bang, boom. That's what it is. Hello, yeah. Where do you think they originally came from? It isn't Monsanto, and it isn't Pioneer Seeds and all of that stuff. It's from people figuring out that that's how it works. It's pretty amazing when you think about nature and the universe and how things grow. It's just an amazing system.
We actually
go ahead.
Come into schools and teach children. We take the whole structures into schools. We do take the finished seeds also, but okra pods are a really good one to take for kids because they love to rip into things.
Right.
And it is fascinating watching their little faces while they pull all the kernels off of a cob of corn by twisting it back and forth or peel into that okra pod. Oh my gosh, there's nothing better than watching children learn about farming.
Yeah, that's for sure. I have my farm open all the time. We do tours, bring kids in to have them learn that big tractors that are noisy are not bad or dangerous. And children who don't understand that cows, just because they're big, are not dangerous. I treat the cows like they're my friends. And so they're very gentle. It's like anything else. I see a picture of you with a turkey here. I don't know how gentle you can be with a turkey, how to make them become more friendly. But I'm sure you can do that if you try, right?
I've actually heard horror stories about mean turkeys, but I've had hundreds of turkeys in my life, and I've never had a mean one. They'll crawl right up into your lap or follow you around like a dog if you are gentle with them, like you said. I've got about a 500-pound pig that is a big baby also and loves
right.
to be cuddled with.
I want to. That's what I'm looking for. I want a pet pig. I met a pet pig on a nearby farm last summer, and this pig was the most interesting character. Just a great conversation piece, as are many of the things. I raise calves on the farm because I want people to see what it's like from birth on up. To see, I have three or four different levels of animals on the farm. I'm talking about calves and cows, heifers, and that sort of thing. So they see what the maturation process is. That's the same sort of thing you can do, because I'm guessing you don't have too many animals, do you? You only have 4 or 5 acres. So
we've got about, any given time, we've got 200 or 300 chickens. We've got a few pigs, a million ducks, geese, pheasants, quail. And we're putting in fencing for some milk goats, dairy goats, and a bison we're going to be just keeping, not as a pet like the pigs. So the bison will be raised for meat. But the pigs are actually a constant source of entertainment. We have a little paddock by a campsite. So one of the things that I would encourage, if they're able to, your listeners that maybe own or run farms that are feeling the squeeze right now from COVID, is get on HipCamp. I think there's other platforms. We use HipCamp. But that site alone, just from having people camp here on the weekends, has paid the taxes and the utilities on the farm.
Yep.
It has been a great revenue source.
You know what
and
else is good?
There for entertainment.
Amy Rose, another thing is to bring people in. If you have a home big enough for a little bed and breakfast, is something that's cool on a farm. People will come, bring their family for a weekend, spend $100 a night, and you feed them, and then you put them to work on the farm. That's something that's become popular because people want to get closer to nature, and it's certainly something that's necessary because children are so, as we've said, separated from what really is going on. Do you have CSAs? How do you handle how do you know what you're supposed to grow, or you need to grow, or you can grow, and then is that put into a package for people like a CSA each week, or how do you distribute?
Kind of. They don't pay for anything. So what we do is work with other community organizations, like some feeding programs. One of them, which is Blessing Warriors, which is an organization that serves Petersburg and Richmond, generally Richmond, the homeless population, because we can't give them food. I mean, what is a homeless man going to do with a pound of green beans and it doesn't end? Nothing. They can't cook it. So these women are amazing. They come and I'll meet with them, drop things off. They prepare it and give out the food. And then we have a big whiteboard in the barn with, say, 30 people for Catholic workers that we need to serve, or 100 people for Food Not Bombs. And we just basically, as the volunteers come and pick and pack, we go down the whiteboard, round robin, contacting these organizations. They come and pick it up from us and then distribute it. And then we have another thing through RVA Agriculture, which is another agriculturally based nonprofit. She actually runs farmers markets in the area, paid farmers markets.
Yeah.
But she has a section on her website for people to buy, I'm going to say that in air quotes, buy 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 50 pounds of food from us. That food is paid for by her clients that buy from her small farmers, and then that food is donated by us. So that's a revenue stream to keep the free farm going for those that need it.
Got it. Okay. In a moment, I want to talk about this Farmside chat video that you do. It's Amy Rose Fole here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer, website virginiafreefarm.org. If you are, as most people in America, we were talking earlier in the program about sugar and putting on weight, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Certainly happens at this time of year. And because of COVID, we've certainly, no matter what we do for a living, have packed on a few pounds here and there. I noticed that very quickly I gained 4 or 5 pounds over the holidays, comfort foods notwithstanding. So time for us to take action. Again, all of the diseases that are caused by people who are overweight, pretty much the COVID thing doesn't affect most people who don't have, you know, there are a few exceptions, but for the most part, the people who are dying of COVID are dying because they are overweight. They have diabetes. They have all that sort of thing that is wrapped around weight. So to make sure you're healthy as you get into the new year, make sure that you have a program for weight loss. And by the way, somebody asked me this, whether the product Calitrin, which is a weight loss support system, is that usable with other systems? Sure, you can use it with Weight Watchers. You can use it with any of them. There are a dozen fairly interesting weight loss programs, but this is a support system so that you, when you lose the weight, you keep it off. That's the magic of Calitrin. You lose weight and you keep it off. That's what we really need to remember. That's what Calitrin is. An all-natural formula, specifically and scientifically proven to have you lose the weight. And when you stay on it, which is, you know, people say, oh, well, that's the gimmick. You want us to keep buying the stuff. Well, if you want to stay healthy and keep the weight off, yeah, makes good sense to you. It's not expensive by any stretch of the imagination. And isn't your health worth a couple of bucks? If you spend that money to buy all the bad food that you're eating, how about you spend a couple of bucks to make yourself healthy? Healthy weight loss, the natural way with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Find it at toploss.com. And when you are checking out, use the discount code DJV so that you will pay, you'll get one, like the BOGO deal. One you pay for, you get an extra one without paying for it. And then there's free shipping as well. That's toploss.com for Calitrin.
High blood pressure, the leading risk factor for heart attack and stroke, disproportionately impacts Black women. That's why the American Medical Association and other health groups have launched the Release the Pressure campaign with Essence. They're encouraging Black women to join them in a heart-healthy movement and take a pledge for better health. First, set a blood pressure goal and monitor your pressure at home. Then, put together a wellness plan and ask family and friends to encourage you along the way. To learn more or take the pledge, visit releasethepressure.org.
Flu season is here, and not only is an annual flu shot your best protection, but your health plan often covers the costs. United Healthcare urges you to check your benefits and to make an appointment, either by calling your physician or by visiting a local pharmacy or convenience care clinic. It's also a good time for you and your family to get caught up with any routine or recommended vaccinations. Learn more at cdc.gov/flu. A message from United Healthcare.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
The American Family Farmer, every week, some great things. The most recent podcast that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a focus on where the cream comes from in Bailey's Irish Cream. And the reason I had this fellow on, his name is Joe Hayden, manages a farm in, it's actually called Bailey's Farm in Ireland, where the milk cream comes from for Irish cream, is to give people an idea of what to do, what else they can do with the milk. If you're milking, he's got a herd of 180 cows over here. That's a decent-sized family farm, 180, 200. I think I was talking last week also about a fellow that's got 300 cows and trying to make it all work. But there are some ideas in here what you can do with the cream that don't require you putting it into the pool. So if you're a farmer, if you're an interested cow person, or you're a dairy farmer, check this all out. Well, check out all of our episodes. They're all there for the listening. Every week there's a new one, but they're all compiled on the site, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your other podcasts. This conversation today with Amy Rose Fole, the executive director of the Virginia Free Farm, the website virginiafreefarm.org, the food shortages that we're dealing with. You come from an interesting background. I asked you to tell us about being in the Army and that sort of thing. But you come, your heritage, you said you couldn't wait to get to the South. I was trying to figure out what that meant, given what I know about your heritage. So explain that quickly, will you please?
Ooh, man. I grew up on, as you, I guess you could call it, the Great Lakes in Erie, Pennsylvania. And it is cold.
Yes.
I remember vividly being made fun of by an elderly gentleman from Buffalo because he said, we get all the snow and they get all the credit for it because they're the big city. It is not unusual to have snow in October or in May.
Yep, I know that. We have some of that here in Massachusetts, too, as much as I don't want to. All right, this farmside chat that you do, a video, quickly give us a background into that. What do people see when they watch that?
So that is from Farmers Footprint, which is a fantastic organization that supports small farmers like you and I, kind of shines a spotlight on where things should be going away from that big ag industrial Monsanto stuff that you were talking about earlier. And we just talk a little bit about my heritage. I'm half native, and so we work with tribes in the area to rematriate seeds that were traditionally farmed by the tribes in Virginia, and also with the Indigenous Society here that is a collection of diaspora of other native peoples from all across the country that are living here in Richmond, Virginia.
All right, very cool. Well, it was nice getting to chat with you and to shine some light on the Virginia Free Farm, the website virginiafreefarm.org, hear how you work. It's just another way for us to understand what's going on in the food supply chain, helping people here in America. Amy Rose, continued success. Thank you for being here. You're very refreshing. Have some fun, too, while you're doing this. Amy Rose Fole here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
An airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with a family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally. That's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment, thinking about where we are now at the beginning of a new year, looking ahead at prospects. Hopefully we're going to do better this year than many of us did this past year. That's the whole idea behind this program, in fact. And so I'm looking at the philosophy behind a spiritual philosophy, because I think a lot of farm folks are either spiritual, maybe they describe themselves as religious. A lot of the areas in the country that are rural see more church attendance than is the fact in the bigger suburban areas or in urban America. I'm not sure you have to go to church. You maybe a little bit spiritual to be full of gratitude. You know, sometimes I've heard in prayers that were given the minister, I'm trying to remember the most recent time I heard it used, the minister talking about having an attitude of gratitude. My friend Uri Geller, who appears on another program that I do called Your Hidden Power, known around the world as perhaps one of the most masterful motivators that ever has existed, he's always talking about being grateful. I find myself thanking God on any number of occasions when the silliest sort of thing, or it seems like silly stuff, you know, when you make it through a difficult problem, just say thank you. And that doesn't even have to be, I guess, thank you, God. Depends on what you believe in. I don't care much about religion, but I do care about God and ultimate whatever, however you want to spiritually look at being that is far greater than we are. We tend to think of ourselves as the top of the food chain, which is nonsense. And it goes with the egotistical side of what human beings are all about. When I look in the window or out of the window at some of the great things as they grow and become bigger and healthier, I think that goes not just for plants and animals, but for human beings as well. I look at my grandson and how he's growing and how grateful I am for his health and well-being. You know, we have people in our families. You've probably got loved ones who have contracted the virus. I don't, frankly, I don't have that in my family, but I have other health problems. We all kind of do. But are you looking forward, I guess is the question, to this new year? Are you hoping that things will be better? I think during times of stress like we've been through in this past year, we struggle to find out what there is to be thankful for. We say, you know, and so you eliminate many of the things, or you put them out of your mind, that are pretty amazing and things for which you ought to be thankful. And so if you have a death in the family and you express, you know, condolences and stuff like that, I suppose, be thankful for that person's life and what he or she has done. That's kind of the way I look at it. If you've had some good friends that have passed, I'm so thankful the few really good friends that I have, that they are there no matter what. What's your family thankful for? What are you personally thankful for? You may have adult children. You may have grandchildren. You may have people that are, if you're a farmer on the farm, people that are in your family that are staying on the farm with you. I'd be grateful for that. I'm grateful for the people that are helping me save my farm. I've talked about the cannabis grow that we're going to have, the processing facility for hemp and that sort of thing. I'm extraordinarily thankful for the four partners that I have that have come to me to make this all work, especially my son, who put the idea together with several of his friends. And so there's, you know, I think the point here is that you can always look around and find something to celebrate, something to be happy about, something to think, wow, isn't that great? All you got to do is look around you. You know, last year, how'd your crops do? How are your cows doing? Are your children healthy? Have you been able to visit with loved ones, you know, that you haven't seen for a while because things are maybe getting a little bit better? Schools are reopening. You know, you're feeling a little safer with the vaccine, that sort of stuff. Farmer's market, do you have the ability to get into a farmer's market and sell some of the things that you've been growing or producing, all of that sort of thing? I mean, you look around, there's some obvious things. You know, look at an apple tree and give thanks for that. Look at pumpkins as they grow, or corn as it grows, all of that stuff. Agriculture certainly is stressful. That's very true. It hasn't been helped by the turmoil from the pandemic. But again, things will be better this year. Let's think about at the moment what we are thankful for. Think about what you have to be thankful for and express that importance as you go through your daily lives. I think men or women, no matter what your age, it is, you know, I'm thankful for the anticipation of spring. Hooray for that, right? Think about and be thankful for what's great in your life. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.